Podtacular episode 206, Halo Wars campaign levels 8 to 15, for the week of October 7, 2009.
Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your host, G-Lewis, Arnold Impersonator.
Just kidding, it's G-Lewis, hey guys.
I
think you just cut off Lance there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Man, I need some air.
You have no air! That's his problem, he has no air!
Continuing on.
Yes.
In the midst of all this.
Ever.
Crap, did I plug my computer in? Okay, good. I didn't.
Okay. People are hopeless.
And who's our third host of the mostest?
I'm Lance, you know me.
Yes.
Hi, I'm awesome. Unlike the present crowd here.
When you edit this, can you play the Ace of Spades song when he says it?
No, I swear to God.
I swear to God, I will post a very angry thread if you do that.
Oh, come on. I don't edit it, so.
Yeah, but you're the one that gave the idea.
Are you talking about the AC/DC song?
Yes.
No, the Motorhead song.
Either one.
The what song?
Either way, no.
Anyway, who's our last host?
I might put a hint in there.
And the guy who always pops in, coming all the way from the My Halo Life community, Ace of Spades card.
What up?
Yay!
What up? Okay, before we move on, I have to give shout-outs because I promised all these people in the who were the early showers who showed up on time, unlike me and Dusty. Anyway, T-Bird 007, JK 12 King, who I believe is Dweebs or something, that sent us in whether or not he should get an Xbox or a normal Xbox or 360. Anyway, and Plasma Fox and Spartan QXZ 93. Good job showing up early, guys.
Cool.
To the live stream. They showed up early. Just wanted to say thank yous. They're awesome. Awesomer than me because they actually know time. They can speak this language known as dime. We're starting over an hour late. Holy crap. Anyway, let's do this.
What? Okay, so we kind of had a submission fail this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to go ahead, instead of doing two Halo Wars campaigns, we figured we'd just go ahead and finish all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So...
we'll probably do this pretty quick. We got Anders' signal through Escape, and we're going through today, ladies and gents.
Yes. And we're going to be pulling refreshers off of a website since we haven't played in a while.
If I could just see the map, I can remember it.
Yeah,
I just need to remember what I was supposed to do.
So right? Anders' signal is the one where you first see the Flood.
Yeah.
And Escape's that big one. One where you can fight everybody.
Where you have to open
Escape,
all the...
Escape has the best... the one before it has the best cutscene in Halo history, by the way.
If you say so.
The one where the Spartans fight all the elites.
That was pretty cool.
That was pretty much the epitome of epic.
Yeah. I like how you quoted that. Can I quote that? The epitome of... First we got Tales from the Foxhole. Now we got the epitome of epic. I like it.
We might use that.
I use that one. Guys, try to put it in the frags from now on. Try to. We would appreciate it.
Well, we figured since you guys, or most of you guys, if not every one of you that listen, have ODST, we'd get to that as quickly as possible. So that's,
next week.
That's kind of why we're wrapping up Halo Wars with doing all the campaigns.
We're only, how long ago did the release? 6 months ago or something? It was still amazing.
Yeah, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I still
haven't. Is somebody eating more Cheerios?
That was Ace, by the way.
Yes, it was. Anyway, just so we can kind of get through all the maps in a somewhat detailed fashion, so we just don't go rambling through it, we're going to go ahead and do what little submissions that we have.
Yes.
And we have one random frag for the week. Does anyone want to take it?
I'll do it.
Do it.
Oh, yes.
This calls from Zombie Guy number 5. He writes in, "Hey, Podtacular, I just wanted to make a shout-out to Fungicide, Shining Phoenix 4, and Mini Phoenix. Keep on fragging frags that frag random clapping monkeys that are attached to dynamite. P.S. This is his first submission. Awesome. Thanks, Zombie Guy." Good shout-out to Shining Phoenix, Mini Phoenix, and Fungus Oz.
Fungus Oz.
I believe Fungus Oz is listening live right now. Is that true? I don't know. I think so. He's on Skype. I don't know if he's actually listening.
Who is?
Fungus Oz.
Fungus Oz.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oz of fungi.
The Ozinator.
Like Ozzy Osbourne, but with spores.
That's a good one. So that's our only random
like
frag.
You have a rocking moldy sandwich that swears a lot. That would be like the ultimate science project.
I think we got to start telling people to click the green button again. I don't think we've been doing that.
I can make a pretty fun animated GIF out of that.
Let's do it. Do it.
Click clicking the green damn button.
All right, next we got the submissions, right, Dusty? Is that what we're doing next?
Yeah, we have 2 submissions.
Okie dokie.
Does anyone in particular want to take them, or they're both related to level 8? And
I think A should read the first one.
Well, if you insist.
Yes, I do.
jerk. TimX222 says, "Hey, PodTech, I've got tips for level 8 of Halo Wars. It's very easy if you make flamethrowers. Flutter only infantry and buildings, but make sure they don't get infected. This is my first submission, and I hope it helps. See ya."
Thanks, bud. Which is true. It does work. I agree.
True.
Kill it with fire.
However, when it comes to flood levels myself, personally, I only build things that can't get infected, like
warthogs.
Yep.
Theoretically, that's what you want to do, but if you've got overwhelming numbers, you can win, too.
Yeah, that's true. I just don't think my guys should be traumatized and setting a flame to their buddies. I don't think they should do that.
It's great that you have morals in Halo Wars.
Yeah. I don't in real life, though.
Because I'd carpet bomb my own guys if I thought it'd make a pretty explosion.
You know what would be cool? You were the guy on Roller Coaster Tycoon that used to like half build the roller coasters, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I actually used to amuse myself by setting the power. Like, you know, there was that one ride where people got in and then they'd like shoot them up and then bring them back down again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to short-stop that thing and then set the power to max so they'd fly off and then blow up. It's awesome.
Wow.
It's like, wee!
Case in point. Anyway, hey, you want to read the next one, Dusty?
Sure, I'll read the next one. This one comes from the man, the one, the only, Chucky J.
The wonder. The wonder.
Chucky!
My car calls him Superman.
Chucky Cheese J.
Chucky Cheese J.
Okay, so he says, "In Legendary, your strat has to change. For level 8, your Marines and Flamethrower dudes will get tore up, so you'll have to make real good use of your Spartans. They have a great range and damage, and you can revive them if they go down. Carpet bombs are great for the flood launchers. For level 9, you want to focus on the Hornets. Build up your first base with mostly supplies, reactors and turrets, and an army for upgrades. Take 2 of your elephants to the secondary base and build that one up. And make your Hornets there. Save the Spartans and put them in your Hornets, then go attack and use your carpet bombs on the main base. Have your leader powers upgraded becomes very important."
What?
Okay.
There's a fruit fly on my wall. Hang on, I'm just going to go kill it.
They have fruit flies in Canada?
Okay.
What the hell? I have to send in your comments. No, I'm just kidding.
That's the show. No. Join us next week.
So anyway, I guess we better start up with the actual one. So we'll start on Andrew's signal.
Dusty, yep, number
you
eight.
You want to give a little breakdown of the level?
Oh gosh, it's been a while. I'll do the best I can.
I'm back. I'm on my wall now.
Well, you basically start off. You just got out of Slipspace from following Anders as she got taken by the Covenant Arbiter, and you start off where you're pinned down by some Covenant, mainly brutes. And
what planet is this? They ever name the planet?
The one you're on in this level?
Yeah,
they just unnamed Shield World.
Yeah, this is the one where you go inside of it, and there's like a planet inside of a planet, or like a universe inside of a planet. Or
the one from the book, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. No, this one blows up, so I doubt it's.
I don't think this is Onyx.
Yeah, I doubt this is Onyx, but this one blows up. Yeah. It could have.
Mm.
And okay, anyway.
Onyx was after Halo, and this was before Halo, so.
It could be the same one, but, I mean, it blew up, as far as I understand.
There could have just been more than one, either way.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's probably two of them. There's probably two.
Anyway, you start off with the elephant, and you can create infantry, like flamethrowers and marines, and you have to basically kill off all the brutes and jackals until
the skull can
save you.
Where's the skull?
The skull's on the very
top of the map.
Top left. You have to go all the way to the left and go around the little path.
I think that's top right, isn't it?
But you also have to kill, like, I think it's 750 infection forms for it to even appear.
Yeah.
That's not hard, though.
Well, it's not. But you got to make sure you don't end the game without grabbing the skull.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What I just do is send out, like, large groups of Marines, have them kill off Flood, and then if some of them get infected, I go kill those.
See,
he might call me a horrible person for that. But.
Why not just intentionally send your Marines out to get infected so that you just have more stuff to shoot?
See, I have morals, and this is why you should do this.
Yeah, but morals apparently are expensive, just like
you don't have to worry about any of that stuff in Half-Life. If somebody gets hit, like attacked and taken over by a headcrab, you just shoot them, no questions asked.
Exactly.
There's no way to fix them.
Only in hindsight, on this little bitty carrier ship that they send out, I mean, there's a bunch of troops on there when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people, especially since you can just keep building them.
Yeah, this is the thing. Like, do they just VAT grow every single one of them, or do they have a bunch of like people go scoring around the clock to make all these soldiers?
I'm pretty
there's
sure
a
that
room, actually with a bunch of women.
Ooh.
Oh.
Go
they're
on.
Just popping them out as quick as they can.
Give them steroids.
But then they're like quick Mitch generated.
Jennings is having octuplets. That'll be a squad.
Oh, boy.
That'd be too funny. Anyway.
Anywho.
Once you get past the Covenant and you have your Spartans, go up and build your base. And what I like to do is take my elephant over to get the other group of Marines and set the elephant right in the middle of the map so you can make more flamethrowers and Marines. And then make.
That'd be one pretty awesome elephant tanks. If it can make people.
Yes, it can.
Like, do you have to? How much do you have to feed it? Like,
it's just global resources dependent.
That's a magical elephant.
Personally, that's why I think that they say to use vehicles, but I mean, they give you two elephants. That's like basically infantry spawners. And so
right.
There's two ways I've seen the mission done. There's the way I did it, and then there was the way my friend did it. And the only difference was he got it done a little faster than me.
Did you know that?
What I did for my first run through was I put the elephants right in the middle, and I had the Marines go out and kill the Flood infantry. And the little infection forms, and then I made tanks from the main base to clear out the turret things, or the things that shoot the big nasty flood balls, whatever those are called. Chucky would know if he was here.
Spores?
Launchers or something?
Yeah, the launchers. And I just get the tanks to shoot those.
They shoot big nasty flood balls? What?
Yeah, they're just big nasty.
It says on here that if you don't beat it within an hour, you automatically fail the level.
An hour? No, I don't think there's a time limit.
It says, hold on, let me read it. Oh boy.
On this edition of Podtacular, we read through a completely different page of the wiki.
If you take too long to rescue the elephants, about an hour, Cutter will come on screen and tell you he has lost contact with them and you will fail the level.
Well, that's because the elephants do take damage and you're supposed to rescue all three elephants. So.
Well.
I mean, the elephants do take damage.
So I guess if they get blown up, it would make sense. One of them, if you lose one of your objective targets, it makes sense for them to blow up.
Yeah.
And you lose level, right?
But, well, that's what it is. That's what it is in this case.
Yeah, okay.
I think the two ways I've done it is, one, just use the elephants as, turrets. You know, plant them and make sure they're fully upgraded, and then just use them as turrets for the main base and just sending units out from there. But I've seen it done where they'll push forward with infantry, and when the infantry starts to get low, the elephants will be riding right along there with them, and they'll plant, build some more units, and then move forward.
I always just go with a whole bunch of mechanized stuff.
Vehicles are expensive.
I just send out squads of Marines until I get enough vehicles just to blast the heck out of the flood.
I never try to beat a legendary.
That's what I did first time through.
I never try to beat a legendary, so maybe a little different.
If there's more of you than them, you'll always win.
That's what the Nazis thought.
Because the Flood don't have vehicles, so if there's more of you, you'll always win.
True.
Anywho, so that one, that's one of the easier levels, I think.
Yeah, I think that one's probably
fairly straightforward.
Yeah.
Just get the guys and get out.
Yeah, and clear the map. The only thing is just to keep an eye on your main base and I build the turrets and make sure they all stay up so the Flood don't come and attack your base. But if you keep the turrets up on the base, you should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure, if possible, to put flame upgrades on them, since you're dealing with infantry.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the next one is difficult. The next level.
Yeah,
the
next one is the Flood.
It's the one where you got to kill the proto-Gravemind stuffs, and then it makes the ultimate Gravemind weaker.
Yeah. That one was...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yes.
I'm oddly interested in the story now.
Super great.
Because
notice how I said I was interested in the story and not the game.
Yeah.
There's five sub-nodes that kind of make up this...
There's seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
No, there's five.
No, there's seven.
Look at the page. It says, have all five Flood colonies.
Which one are you looking at? You're looking at the Flood, or you're looking at...
Looking at the Flood, the level.
Yeah, click on the map.
I do remember this one because I remember the achievements in this one.
No, that's a waypoint. That's not all the little Flood, the little red dot things with the spikes coming out of it.
Oh, those are okay. Those are Flood dens. The four are the actual places where you gotta kill the proto.
No, the Flood dens are the colonies.
Oh,
those are them.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, there's 5.
See?
What the hell the waypoints?
I know what I'm talking about.
What the waypoints for, then?
I think it's just, checkpoint.
Points of reference?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you notice that when you get to each different one, it'll trigger some of the campaign story.
Oh.
And that's why
I like this level because you actually have a well base. Yes, you have a good base. I like this level because
Your
base is good.
Yeah, I also use tanks on this one a lot. So
carpet bombs become your friends if you want to get the achievement.
Yeah, I think
what's the achievement on this one?
Sweet nap time. You have to have all the five flood colonies dormant, or basically, you know.
Actually, I did that. I managed to do that with all tanks.
Well, the easiest way I found to do it is to find all of them, take out, you know, three of them, and then try and line up your carpet bomb to take out the other two at the same time, so all five are down at once.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be pretty good. It's a good idea. You can probably get the last two in one, or the first two, one of the other two, in one hit.
The trick is, if you're going to do it like straight with no carpet bombs, you have to leave units behind at each of them so that they don't regenerate when you're not looking.
No.
Well, that's when they generate tons of tanks. Like, I think when I played through this the first time, I might have built anywhere to like 15 tanks.
Oh, you took the G. Lewis approach.
Yes, just bomb it to hell.
Yes, that's what I did.
Shoot first. Don't ever ask questions.
I made two tanks for each colony, basically. And if a tank got destroyed, I went and made another one.
I think this was the one where I made a whole bunch of elephants, and then they just raped the hell out of everything. I don't remember what I did on this one. I played this game so long ago. Yeah, but by the looks of it, I think that tanks would work the best. Because I believe there's a lot of... Isn't this the map where there's a lot of flying things that fly around at you a lot?
No.
No,
that's next one. Shield World. Yeah. And I hate that level.
No, Shield World is the one where you're... Isn't that the one where you have to actually protect your ship?
We have to go rescue the three...
Oh, those ones. Okay. The ones you actually
bring
have
them back.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Cleansing and the one after it is horrible. Those are the dumb. Those repairs in Shield World
is easy.
Stupid, but they're dumb.
Shield World I found very, very difficult and very annoying.
Oh, you didn't? I don't know. I never really found any like level where it was just a big open level and you just had to finish some kind of objective. I never found any of those hard on any one of the maps. Of course, I didn't play any on Legendary, so.
Well, don't tell me you played any of those on easy.
No, I'm not FUMO.
good to hear.
I guess, on the flood then?
No, on the flood.
Unless you guys talk about the protection.
I guess everybody here is pretty much set on building tanks.
Yeah, as much as I like, you know, no morals with infantry, tank is the best way to go in this one. Also, because it's actually is a fairly large level.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the skull is right north of the base.
I think the warthogs are pretty much useless in this level, I found out, too, because those big things that, like, whip at you pretty much
unless
take
you have Gauss tanks on them, they are pretty useless.
Yeah, the only use I find for them is just shooting down the little plants. The little plants that grow up.
Stalks, yeah.
Yeah, that's about the only use I have for them.
Yeah.
Don't forget cannon fodder. Just keep flinging them at the enemy until the enemy just dies of attrition. That's what you do with, like, Zerglings. You just get a whole bunch of, a massive horde of really weak soldiers, flood them in, and then just keep dumping them in there until the enemy's just, like, screw this. Just
I guess that's why
already.
I called it Zerg Rush.
Dude, Zerglings are so easy to kill.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you have like 200 of them charging you, it's a completely different story.
If you have battle cruisers, you're fine.
Battle cruiser operational. Seriously, one of the best pieces of voice acting ever was that line.
Yes, I agree. Anywho.
Back to Halo instead of StarCraft.
So let's go back to Shield World. That's going to be the next level.
Shield World, level number 10.
I like this one. It's one of my favorite ones because it's actually challenging.
No, I hate this. Well, I like a challenge.
I'm with Ace on this one.
This is just ridiculous.
Other than liking it.
Unfortunately, here's what I got to tell you. The first two platoons, don't even worry about them. They're going to die. Deal with it.
Because you start with nothing. Basically, like, you don't have a base. You have a base, but it doesn't start with any kind of... You have to build everything. Like, it just starts with just a base. You don't have the supplies ready. And it gives you like 10 minutes to just build all this crap and go over there. And people are attacking you. And it's just going, what the F do I do?
So, and have either of you figured out an efficient way to get rid of those flying flood things?
Just don't worry about them. I just don't worry about
them. Well, I mean, they kill a tank in 10 seconds.
Oh, they did. The best I never found that out.
The best way I've found is actually to get, as much as it's going to sound weird, warthogs. And what you do is, whenever you're about to approach, like, where a bunch of them are, use the Professor Chick's freeze bomb. And that'll freeze up a good portion of them. And about half of them will fall and shatter right there. And the rest, because they're frozen, can easily be broken up by bullets. And I say use the Warthog because they have the fastest fire rate.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. I have to keep that in mind next time I go through it.
Yeah.
Because I could never figure out an efficient way to get rid of them.
Yeah, if you just do the ice thing, it kills anything flying, more or less.
Almost anything. Now, some of them will still like stay alive, and that's why I say use the Warthog, because it's got that fast chain gun.
Kind of like killing buggers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need something that's strong and accurate. You just need something that can spread out a whole bunch.
Yes, just a lot of
spray and pray.
Minus the prey, just shoot.
Yes.
For the record, though, the gremlins, like, optional objective, I would not recommend doing that on legendary. Because it is really, really tough.
It helps out, though, with time.
I mean, it helps, yes, with time. But the thing is, though, you got to get it past, like you can get the first two pylons, no problem. They're right along the edge. But it's when you have to get across the battlefield to the pylons on the other side is when it gets
impossible. I don't know. When I've gone the bottom route first, I've managed to get the back two pretty much just fine because I just move the back one in position and then...
Are you talking about on legendary?
Take the next gremlin and just charge it to the one up there. And by the time it gets there... It'll almost be dead, but it'll have just enough to where it spits out the EMP.
I always find myself beating this level before I even have a chance to do that.
See, it's good to quickly do it. What I do is, they force you to do that first one, pretty much.
Yeah, you have to.
Set the second one, like, nearby. Like, the second pylon, set a gremlin up nearby it. Make sure, like, the area is kind of clear around it so it doesn't get, like, ambushed. And just leave it there. And do your thing. And if you notice you're starting to get low on time, then use it to activate because it doesn't give you like a set number of minutes. It takes you to a set like minutes. Like if you have.
I always saw that it added 4 minutes every time you did one.
It for the most part it does, but like if you've got 30 seconds, it's not going to give you 4.5. It'll give you it'll round it up.
Oh, that's good.
So usually I've only done it once, and that was only because when I say don't do it on legendary, this is why I'm telling you trial by error. It's not worth it. Get all your achievements and everything else on a lower difficulty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find.
Isn't that a standard for pretty much everything else? You never try to get an achievement on a high difficulty if you can help it.
Unless it's required to be on the high difficulty.
Yeah.
Oh no, and the hive I find the most difficult to get rid of is the middle one.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's the most difficult hive I think to get rid of.
I think they're all pretty hard. That's what she said. But
I think the middle one's pretty much the most difficult.
Yeah, I guess I would agree. It's the biggest. That's most stuff. I never really had that difficult of a problem with this level. I don't.
You know what? Just because you're Captain God awesomeness rolling in with your super tanks, the rest of us who are actually having difficulty are having difficulty.
No, I'm saying, but the way I did it was just basically tanks and tanks. And then I built some of the guys that do missile launchers for the air. But more or less just a whole bunch of tanks rolling on in. And well, I micromanage a lot. Like
well, you can do that on normal, but you can't really do that on heroic or legendary.
Oh, really? I've beaten on heroic. I haven't beaten on legendary.
One of the best tips I've read is the elephant that you have to rescue at one point. I don't remember which platoon
it is. I think he has like an extra shooters on. Does he have an extra turn
He's
or something?
He's got extra shooters, and I think one of the tips I've seen is if you're having like trouble with him just being slow, they said have a Spartan commandeer it, and it'll go a little faster. Because I guess the Spartans, since they have heavy armor, step on the accelerator a little harder, I guess.
That must be what
that
it
makes
does.
No sense, though.
It's not supposed to. It's a game. You put a Spartan in it, it makes it go faster in the discussion.
That's how it goes, man. I wonder if you put a Spartan in a
Spartans make everything better, is basically the point.
Will Spartan make a Klondike bar better?
Yes. You know what a Spartan would do for a Klondike bar? Nothing. Klondike bars are just given to them.
What would Chuck Norris do for a Klondike bar?
He'd give a roundhouse kick to the face.
Ooh. All right. So
the big deal is about Klondike bars. They're not that great. They're so like, yeah.
Get out.
So on this level, try to
taste like preservatives and old.
So on this level, as I remember, I put a lot of goths and goshogs that died pretty easily. They were more the ones I put in there first, and they got shot at, and then tanks just cleared it out. The way that I did it, and then I took out the farthest one on the left, then the one in the middle, then the one on the far right, in that order for the bases, and then I just rescued everybody and got the heck out of there.
I did the bottom at the top and then the middle.
Dude, I need to get a capture card. How much are I'm going to look for them.
I'm getting one soon.
Hey, Dustin, go to BestBuy.com and see if you can get a good one.
Okay, I'll look.
Then give me the SKU number.
In the meantime, next level, cleansing.
I think they're called TV tutors on Best Buy.
This one is actually, to me, kind of easy.
Yes.
If you know what you're doing.
It's very easy if you just pay attention to everything at once. Like if you just forget about a part and you come back to
it. Although it is very easy to go through the level very quickly, and if you're looking for the achievement or the skulls, you won't get either of them.
The skull is actually really hard to do because
I find this one takes a long time. Sorry.
You have to force yourself to
not kill stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think on here there's turret spots that you can pull out turrets in different places.
Yes.
I don't care how much it costs, open every single one of those.
Oh, really?
I open most of them.
Open every single, because all of them are smartly positioned near airlocks, and if you put flame add-ons on them when you're dealing with the flood, makes it 10 times easier.
Yeah.
Now, unless you're trying to kill the sentinels, then put the anti-air ones on it.
Or what I like to do is like for each certain section, you know how there's like two or four, like for each section, I usually do a combination of both. So that's kind of the way I do it is have two chain gun ones near the spawn points, and then missile ones for the air or the sentinels.
Have healing units like that can heal vehicles or whatever or buildings, because the cleansing ring does damage the turrets. It doesn't kill them, but it will damage them.
Doesn't take that much damage though, does it?
No, I mean, it's not a whole lot, but what you don't want is to ignore it because you notice, oh, well, that didn't do that much damage, and, you know, you ignore your turrets, and then on the last time, like, the next last time the cleansing ring comes by, it literally destroys every single turret, and then you're SOL.
Right. Interesting. I don't think I've ever gotten in a situation where...
I mean, if you pay attention to your turrets, they won't, like, go down instantly. But if you don't, they will get blown away.
I just find that the turrets are very tedious because they get killed by every single cleansing beam. And I find this level to be the longest take time-wise for me. I just find it taking the longest because I don't know. I guess I micromanage too much. And then I just don't want stuff to die, so I pay attention to everything. And if something
I'd micromanage a lot on this level too, and I beat it in about 10 minutes or less.
Oh boy, no! I'll tell you, this one's about maybe an hour, hour and a half for me, or maybe even 30 minutes, maybe not an hour, but.
What I do is I make hornets and I go on the sides and kill all the flood pocket things. And you can usually get those out within 3 passes of the cleansing thing, and then you're through.
Okay.
I think the weirdest thing is the level itself. And what I mean is, have you ever noticed that technically the ship is not moving? Like the
ship that you're in. It's just the things.
I thought you were moving. Well, like,
if you move your camera like up against the turret wall, you'll notice that, or not against the turret wall, the actual like walls of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice that it's the wall. I mean, it's an optical illusion to make it look like it. So it's not like the spirit is not actually moving, but it's an illusion because if you look, it's actually the walls that are moving and being generated along the side, and the actual Spirit of Fire does not move it at all.
Well, I mean, is it supposed to be like that in storyline, or is that just how they design the level?
I mean, if you're going by like story, you know, yes, it's flying through airlock cleansing things.
Okay.
But, you know, for the sake of the level, like, I guess when they were making the level design, they didn't need to constantly make stuff on the outer walls, and they needed to make a lot of things on the ship itself, and if they had the ship moving, it might clash.
Okay. I got you.
Just next time, move the camera to where it's like right up against the walls, and then look at the spirit.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think it was moving either. I just thought that you can see the cleansing beam move, and not the ship. But anywho. I think with that map, I just built a whole lot of everything. I actually ended up building a lot of Marines and the flamethrower dudes because they're just cheap and you can't get money fast. That's what I found out.
Well, hold on. What was that I heard? Was that who I think it was saying that the vehicles are too expensive?
Nah.
Well, no. this one you can't physically make your own resources like in the other ones. You can't micromanage a base. This one you're given resources. I mean, you can get some of the supplies crates that are around the map, but I mean, it's not enough. How do you get to the skull? Where the hell is?
Yeah, it's on the very top right, like above the actual ship, or in between the two engines, I guess it is.
How do you get it?
Hornet.
Yeah, Hornet.
Oh, that's not fair.
So what do you just fly up there and say, hey, look, I found part of a corpse. Let's take it back to base and
basically.
Yeah, that's basically what you do.
Working on the engines and they died.
There's just a magical skull floating in the air.
Steve, you want to take that thing? Like, make sure you wrap it up in a towel or something. Might have rabies or something.
And strangely enough, they put the skull in the same location on the next level too.
Well, because there were two people. You had the engineer and the foreman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we haven't talked about the toolboxes.
Oh, you mean the black boxes?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, they were trying to record, like, steps on how they were trying to fix the engine, and then and they just dropped it.
Well, the black, yeah.
I just never understood why, I understand the cutesy value of it, but isn't this supposed to be, like, hundreds and thousands of, or hundreds, I guess, of years in the future, and we're still using the indestructible black box?
Like, it's a very good concept.
I figured by then we would have gone by that and figured out a better way.
Nah.
Well, okay, well, if you're so smart, why don't you figure out a better way?
Well, they'll still probably use the term black box. It might just
micro flipping ships, okay?
In the future, they're going to use 5-inch floppies to record that sort of information box. Because 5-inch floppies are impossible to destroy.
Exactly. Could you imagine, like, if that's how we would keep secrets from the Covenant?
Yeah, use 5-inch floppies.
Use 5-inch floppies. They pick it up. What is this? This doesn't look like a microchip. It's probably a device used to throw us off the trail. Throw it away.
Yeah. I can hear someone typing.
I'm typing to you on Skype.
Well, save it for after the show.
Well, I gotta ask you now, because I'm not gonna ask you later. I'll forget.
Okay.
Or maybe Lance can answer it, because he's pretty smart.
Are you saying I'm not smart?
No, because I'm saying if you're busy, then don't answer.
Cough.
Hey, I'm an engineer, not you. So
I'm offended here.
You are.
Don't feel bad. People who aren't engineers feel that way.
What?
Anyways.
Engineering for the win.
Sad face. Why are you so mean to me?
Alright, next level. So we finished cleansing. Basically, next one's repairing, which is, I think, is the easiest level in this entire game.
Dude, this level can be beasted instantly.
Yeah. Just build a ton of those guys and just have them repair.
Don't even worry about, like have a couple of, you know, enemy-killing units, but build a ton of, I guess they're Cyclopses. Just repair the mess out of it.
I haven't been able to get the 4-minute achievement.
Really?
No, like I went on normal one day and built tons of mechs or engineer or whatever they're called to repair it, and I did it in 4 minutes and 23 seconds. And I kept on building them and putting them over there, and it just didn't get done in time. And I even fended off all the banshees and whatnot, and it still didn't get done. I hear myself.
I think somebody's got the live stream open.
Oh.
It's not me, so I don't know who it is, though.
Well, I have it open. I just have it, like, muted, though, so it's not me.
But, yeah. I haven't been able to get that achievement yet. But other than that, it's an easy level.
I don't know.
Can Spartans occupy the Cyclopses?
I don't think so.
No, it's a man. I don't think so. I don't think it's considered. I don't think it's considered.
A Cyclop is a unit. It's not a vehicle. It's a ground unit.
Yeah, I don't think it's considered a vehicle.
The best course of action is to set your rally point on the infantry airlock. Set the rally point right on the power core that way, because you're pretty much only going to be building Cyclopses there. And so that way they come, like, right out and go straight to the power core.
Right. Well, I've done that, too, where I've put the rally point on the power core. I don't know. I'll have to go back again and see if I can get it.
I mean, if you just, like... Oh, yeah. Another thing, do you use also the leader power healing thing?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that's what I used. Just, like, constantly putting Cyclopses on there and using the healing power.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I tried to do, too, and I didn't get it in time.
You had no idea I was talking
and
about
I think it. I tried it twice. So.
Yeah, this level is. I don't know. Cleansing, repairs, I just thought was. This is probably the easiest level in the whole entire game. I don't think there's really any kind of strategy you guys need besides repair the thing and kill the people. Besides that,
I just have plenty of what's the special air unit that you have? It's not the Hornet, but it's something else.
Hawk
or something? Oh, it's Hawks. Whatever.
Hawks are expensive.
Well, I mean, I build a lot of those and just have those, and then I have the Spartans take over the locusts? Is that what they're called?
So.
I have the Spartans take over those.
But when you start the level, though, you have to decide, are you going to go for the achievement or are you going to go for the skull? Because depending on which one you're wanting to go for, it will depend on how long the level will take.
Right.
So, anywho, let's move on from repairs, since that's probably the easiest level. The whole entire game is you beachhead. I like this level.
Beachhead is fun.
Yeah, it's fun because you get to control a Scarab, or two of them, right?
I think... No, it's just one. You get to capture one.
You sure?
I think you only have one.
I think there's two.
Ted.
I think you can get two. Hold on, let me read through this.
I think you can only catch one now that I think about it.
Because there's the one sitting there, it's neutral, and you take it over.
Yeah, it only shows you can do one.
Yeah, it's only one. But once you establish your main base, just take tanks in, destroy the other bases, and you're good to go.
Yeah, basically, just kill tanks.
I just rush tanks.
Tanks and goshogs. There's no point building anything else.
But make sure to keep your Spartans with you, though, because you don't want to have to wait on your Spartan.
Yeah, and what I do, I build a base at every one of them. Every time I
yeah. Well, you get tons of resources, too. This is like you have – if you build bases at each one, you have so much resources you never
– How do you get to the black box? Do you have to have a Hornet again?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Anything that you have to ask, how do you get there? Usually you get there with a flying unit.
Jesus Christ. I did not know that. I never –
Well, the next one,
idea. I would have tried throwing tons and tons of soldiers. Why can't you just splice in a few genes to give them wings?
I went everywhere.
Or just feed them tons of Red Bull. Then they can fly anywhere.
I went everywhere on this map that could go, and I could not find that black box in the whole time. That's stupid. Sorry. My bad.
Anywho. Yeah.
Once the black box is
on the very, very north part of the map. North, northwest part of the map.
Once you get the scarab, though, I would use it primarily so you get an achievement.
Yeah. Well, the scarab's really easy to use, and then you have the other...
These things are the same exact thing as this dazzle. It's the same exact thing. Oh, sorry. I'm going to type that.
Way to go.
Fail boat. Doot-doot.
No, that's...
Anyway... Did you lose your keyboard? It's really loud.
Sorry.
Let's see.
Not really a whole lot of, like, tips in this one. Just, like, as soon as you get the scarab, use it. And especially when you're at the bases, use it to quickly destroy the middle of the base. Don't go for the outside stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this level, I would say just strong arm him. And get the scarab. It also would work if you build the flying fortresses. That would also work too. With this level, it'd be very good. But you have to.
Depending on how many Spartans, I don't remember how many Spartans they give you. But if possible, save one for the scarab and have all the others occupy other vehicles. Because when Spartans occupy vehicles, they're a lot tougher. So.
Well. I don't know. I still think tanks are the best way to go. And then you just have the scarab and you have the tanks follow up and kill all the bases. But what do you guys think about the overly sized teleporters?
Yeah, those are pretty weird. And the scarab can go through it. That's pretty funny.
So what do these things do there? Are they like stargates or are you just like, you know?
Yes.
Mini stargates that go very short distances.
All right, well, let's move on to reactor.
That sounds useless.
The Covenant haven't refined the technology yet. You gotta give them some slack.
I think the teleporters are technically Forerunner technology.
Oh, so Forerunners suck then.
Yeah, they're Forerunner technology.
Maybe they actually are Stargates.
All right. Yeah. You guys want to move on to Reactor, the second to last level?
Reactor!
I liked Reactor a lot. It made you think.
It makes my skin turn funny.
The first time I played it, it always made me paranoid that my thing was going to fall all the way down, even though it never did.
Same here.
Yeah, I was paranoid the entire time that my elephant was going to die, but it never even got attacked, I don't think.
We are going to die.
Spartan.
What's up?
Can you occupy the elephant that's falling.
I would imagine you could. I never tried, though. I don't think I ever had to.
Because it will make it faster.
Where's the black box in this one? Is it somebody? Do you have to fly up there again?
No, black box, you can drive up or walk up, I think, actually.
Oh, okay. I never thought
it's right by the first base. I forget what the skull is, though.
You have to walk or drive up as opposed to falling up?
I forget what the skull is, though. Oh, wait. Okay, I know what the skull is. The skull is at the second base.
Lance, look at the chat.
The skull is at the second base, and the black box is around the first Covenant base.
Wait, what about the chat? Oh,
look at it.
Oh, what do you want? It's basic algebra. Holy crap.
Okay, anyway, well, with this one, I think I just took the same exact thing I normally do with the campaign, and I just built
tanks.
I built vehicles and hogs, but
officially level your strategy tank and spank?
Well, the first time I played it, I built all the anti-air stuff, as I just figured at the start you had to kill all those what were they called?
Vampires.
Vampires.
Okay.
The vampires. So I just assumed there was going to be a lot, but usually whatever you had to kill a lot of, there's always a lot of them. So I built a lot of those and warthogs at the start, and then I figured out there were bases that I had to kill. And so then I think you get the Mac on this one, right?
Yes, I believe you do.
I basically didn't touch my base. Unless I just built everything at the start and I never touched it again, and then I just built a whole bunch of crap from it. And then every time I went to one of the Covenant bases, I just made a new base. I found this ridiculously easy.
Yeah, this level was pretty easy. Although the Flood kept on getting annoying when they kept on respawning on their little area.
You
just hate it when enemies try to kill you. I mean, it's like that's the only thing they want to do, is just kill you.
Yeah.
I finally, on my second time through, I just left a few Marines there with some warthogs, so when they did decide to spawn up, they would just die.
Bleh.
So, if you really want to like have a reason to go back to this level, have you ever looked at the place where you have to drop off the reactor?
Yes.
Have you ever looked at it on the map?
No.
Look at it on the map again. It looks like the marathon symbol.
Huh.
Not really.
The drop-off point, it's in the shape of the marathon symbol.
Okay.
I can see it, but unless you told me, I wouldn't have noticed it.
That's what Ace is here for, show you all the stupid stuff that, you know, you shouldn't be looking at. Like
stupid is correct. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, do the mission or be like Ace and go like, oh, look, that bird.
So it looks like the mayor. I guess it kind of does. With the little balls hanging down and stuff on the top.
Huh. Interesting.
Anyway, the level was ridiculously easy, and I don't think anybody should have any problem with it.
Just make sure to keep the elephant guarded at all times, and yeah, it's pretty much a breeze.
Oh no, I've never had a problem with guarding the elephant. As long as I kept it with my main squad, the elephant never really got damaged.
I just took a whole bunch of tanks beforehand and just blew everything up, and then I just told the elephant to come in behind him.
Gee, I think you and I have the same strategy.
It worked. Whatever. I mean, it's
tank and spank.
Tank.
I mean, I didn't build any. The second time I played it through, I didn't build any flying units because I figured out that those were worthless, and because I think the vampires, they pretty much take care of flying units, isn't that what they're? I don't remember. Anyway, I didn't build any flying units. I just took care of my tanks and spanks. That's what I did. That's how I do it.
Yeah. Honestly, some of the air vehicles are helpful at times too, but
they're easier.
I mainly get the Spartans in either a Banshee or the Locust.
I don't think I ever board anything.
Why? No, I always board things because if your vehicle gets destroyed, the Spartans still have full shield, full health.
Yeah, I just board
stuff. And then I have them go board something else.
Yeah, exactly. It's I mean, I can see. I just usually I'm just worried about I'm just watching tanks going boom, headshot, everything.
Yeah. Whenever I have the Spartans near base or vehicles or something like that, mm-hmm. I try to get them in vehicle as quickly as possible, kill all the rest of the vehicles while my tanks and warthogs kill the base. And then if the vehicle dies, there's usually more vehicles nearby for them to board, so I just have them jump out, run to the other vehicle, and board that one.
Yeah, that's true.
And I like how for the Spectres, they jump up in the air and start bashing it.
Yeah. I don't.
That's like, how do you jump that high?
It's like KG jump. It's like a KG jump. Anywho, let's go to the last level here. We got escape, and I found this one
was probably one of the more fun ones.
Yeah, this is one I micromanage a lot at the start, and you then have a little, to. It's a so little at the huge. End. Yeah, that people.
That's what real time strategy is. You have to be able to micromanage your units.
I was scared the entire time at my little base, and I saw the scare walking around. I was like, "Oh my god, I'm going to die." This map has to be impossible. And then
carpet bomb.
It just never came and attacked me. Like if they just would have attacked me at the start, it would be done. I would have no chance. Isn't this the one that you can drop ODSTs from at the start?
Mm-hmm.
I think you start with ODSTs or something. I don't remember. I don't think this is that one actually. But I ended up just building a whole bunch of ODSTs for this one, as I remember.
I just dislike that they could drop scarabs in the middle of the match and destroy one of your bases.
Wouldn't it be easier if they wouldn't, you know, try to win?
I don't know. I found out that if you don't attack the Covenant at all, they won't attack you either. So just take care of the Flood. Go around the edges. Start at your side. Work around the right side and just go around a circle like that. And the Covenant won't attack you. They won't. I mean,
you have to attack the Covenant to get to three of the switches.
Yeah, I mean, eventually. But I mean, at the start, when if you attack the Covenant, then they start bringing the Scarab to your base and everything. But if you just never attack the Covenant, they won't attack you until you attack them.
You can also get away with never going in the middle and even dealing with the Scarab if you're smart.
Yeah, you can just drop them.
I just do carpet bombs. Well, you have three special powers? For this map?
Yeah, you get all three this time.
So, I just use a combination on where people are, enemies are.
That's what I did at first, but then, as you should know, I always try and do something creative and, like, not correct, but
did
still
just,
correct.
Did you just drop them down the thing?
Yeah, I would wait by the switch on the, like, I'd do the first one, then I'd wait on the switch on the other side, drag them over, like, you know, get them to chase the unit over, and then flip the switch and just have them fall.
Yeah.
Problem solved. Leader power saved.
Leader power saved. I think the only thing I've ever had to use leader powers against is really, especially on this map, is the or the scarab. Is the scarab. That's the only thing I've ever had to use. Or scarabs. Or the scarabs. But I've counted more than one.
The thing I hate the most about this level is when you get to the second set and the third set, the starting point, like the second set's not too bad, but when you have to do the final set, the first switch you have to click is like way on the other side, and it's right in the middle of a giant Flood camp, and they just will not leave you alone.
Yeah, that's why I usually like to go up on the right a little bit, get that one base that's by the Flood, because that one's the easiest to get. And then after I got that base, build the turrets up so it kills off all the little Floods that are nearby. Then go to the left and slowly work up all the way around there until you get to the back. And then you can activate that switch, and then you can activate the other switches pretty quickly.
I think the only thing I do like is that the second switch you have to hit for the third set is really close to one of your bases you can build, so you can practically just like immediately build a unit and flip the switch.
Yeah. That's what I like about it.
This one, I agree. It's fun. I think the only reason I had fun with it is because it's you versus the Covenant versus the Flood versus the Sentinels.
Yeah, like, that's pretty cool. I just don't see them.
There's just so.
It's an all-out war.
It's just so many different fights going on. You can't have, you know, well, I'm going to have all tanks because I'm going to be going against the Covenant and they've got this and I can take them down. You know, you have to actually make different styles of squads because there's so many different types of people you can
fight. I just tank and spank.
Get out.
That's what I do. That's what I do for the Covenant.
You know, this one I actually found myself really trying to micromanage, especially at the start. Toward the end I didn't as much, but toward the start I had to.
Well, I like how the Sentinels only attack your home base, too, like the very first one. Well, wait. They don't even attack the base. They attack all the units around your base. They don't attack the base, which is really weird.
They don't. They're not hateful against sentinels. Like structures. They just don't like living organisms.
Okay. Hello, machines. I love you.
And then suddenly there's a fleshy being. Time to die.
Robot love.
All you need is a can of WD-40.
See, that's why using ODSTs is almost required, because if you if you don't pay attention, they'll just sit out and they'll practically just camp your base. Like, you'll start to build a unit and you're like, why is it already getting hurt?
Yeah, so that's the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! It's over now, finally.
It is always fun to turn on the switches and have the enemies drop out.
So, everybody, just take and spank for every level. We could have said at the start and never recorded.
You can't tank and spank the first level.
That's true.
That one you just have to spank.
Well, you can't really.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I got it. That's still funny.
So that wraps up Halo Wars campaign for the most part.
Yes, next week we will be having...
ODST Firefight.
Yes. We do.
I've actually heard good things about this.
Yes, and
Storm has done good things on ODST.
As opposed to Halo, I'm actually kind of interested in ODST from what I've heard about it.
Yeah. Get out.
Film noir.
Has everyone heard about Duststorm's physic bending moment on Firefight?
No, I have not, and I would like to hear.
It's
not
on
even
YouTube.
Possible.
It's on YouTube.
Send it to me. Link it.
It's not even possible how he did that.
Link it.
How is it not possible?
Stuff? Are you captured?
I don't know. Let's think about it. Duststorm. What were you shooting?
A warthog turret.
Uh-huh. And what kind of kill did it give you?
A laser kill.
Now, please tell me what's wrong with this picture.
Oh, no. One of the
laser bullets.
No. We already thought about that.
Actually, those have already been developed, and they kind of suck, so they're not really that great.
Actually, I've seen one. Oh, but if somebody's shooting a laser and then they just hit it at the same time that you shot them?
I guess that's what happened.
Oh, that must have been what happened. Because it said you killed the warthog. It gave you a laser kill for the warthog.
Well, I was in the warthog.
He was on the warthog chain gun shooting at a wraith. Someone else shot at the wraith with a Spartan laser and only got a double kill because somehow Duststorm stole the other laser shot kill with his chain gun.
Yeah.
I'm watching your Potekler face-off thing where I rape nobody.
Wait, really?
Well, his
no,
tag is nobody.
No, not really. Dude, we should put some more Firefight stuff.
Yeah, you can see it right there. Somebody hit the dude with a laser at the same time you're shooting him. There's no mystery to it.
Yeah,
but see, they should have gotten credit for everything, not
so, I think I got the kill on the guy in the turret.
I think you timed it. I think that you were really the guy.
No, not with my driving. There was no way he could have timed it.
His driving is better than yours, Greg.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't really know what to say to that.
I told him when we were playing. He was like, dude, you suck. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I'm just not taking this seriously. I'm actually a really good driver in the game, but I would purposely run into, rocks and walls and trees and shit.
Yeah. So, it was definitely an interesting clip to grab.
I like how Funny Boy made, every single thread on your website.
Oh. Yeah, I need to get back and actually do something on there.
We
have a couple of films lined up, but we haven't done anything with them yet. Probably should.
Yeah, so when is Spartacular Machinima actually going to, take off and do something?
Probably once I buy a capture card.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get some other, community members who have some time to actually do it.
We need to get what the heck?
You know, actually pretty much have that intro I promised you finished. I just haven't touched it since because of school.
If we could get Optimus to edit it for us, holy crap. Amazing.
Optimus, dang.
Optimus.
Wow, someone actually rated my video. That's a first.
That would be me.
Optimus is amazing at all of his, everything he's ever done.
I was about to say, that would be me.
What's your video rated at now?
5 stars. Don't go voting for one. Don't.
Somebody beat me to it.
Don't be a jerk.
Someone beat me to it.
Greg?
What? I'm on MLGfilms.com watching Optimus' trailer.
Now my rating is 3.5.
Okay, I'll go to 5 when I get back signed on, okay? I didn't do it, I swear.
Lance?
Somebody beat me to it.
Okay, whoever's in the live stream chat right now, undo it.
Oh, do you see who did it?
EJY said he did it.
Oh.
Jerk.
Jerk face.
He's a jerk. Off. He's a jerk.
Off. That was fun. Yeah. Anyways, I guess we're finished. So, this was a Halo Wars show.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, guys, for signing on.
Signing on? How'd they sign on? Listening.
Do we want to
take any
questions?
They didn't sign on. They just went to a link and sat around. They didn't have to do anything.
I think that. Do you want to announce the next show since we already know when it's going to be?
Yeah, sure. After that, that's probably the outro part, though.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. Okay, all right, guys. Well, we're going to leave you guys, and we're going to do the
wrap things up.
Hold on.
Yeah. I have some stuff to say after you're done with the outro. Just things I need to.
Okay. Yeah. Send your comments, questions, submissions to podtacular@gmail.com. Your submissions are what makes the show what it is, so be sure to submit, unlike this week, where we had any.
Please do that.
Please submit.
Just do it for us.
And we told you guys 2 weeks in advance we were doing it.
And you spell check.
Yes, and you spell check.
Yes, follow us on Twitter. You can
What? I'm not done with mine yet.
Okay.
Keep an eye on Podtacular for an invitation to send your submissions in for next week's show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, come on, man. Quit the program.
Holy crap. You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole.
What was it that Ace said earlier? Epic something?
The epitome of epic.
Oh, the epitome of epic. Yes.
Epic. That's what our show tagline should be. Well, I should put that under my Twitter description, because right now it is
the epitome of epic. Fail.
Greg, you haven't updated your Twitter in a long time.
Dude, I don't know. I haven't been able to get on the computer that much.
You need to, okay?
But you keep on telling everyone to follow you on Twitter, and how are they supposed to follow you on Twitter if you're not tweeting?
I don't know. Okay, I'll start tweeting like a mother effer.
Better. Like every other minute, I want to know what you're doing.
After this is over, I need somebody to tell me how I can text tweet. Because if I can, there's like a number you can text and it updates your Twitter.
Yeah, actually there is.
Okay, yeah, I need to figure that out.
I'll pop it up. Hang on.
Thank you.
That's how I mostly update mine because I'm really lazy like that.
Give him the text number for G. Lewis. Is that way everybody can just tweet to his?
Yes, that'd be awesome. Lance, do the next one.
Oh, hold on. Where'd the right board go? Here we go. Which one are we on?
Three,
okay. Be sure to check out our website, www.podtacular.com. The triple W is gone for some reason. And while you're there, check out our forums. There are many regular Halo events you can get involved with and meet some cool fellow gamers. If you want to get involved in the community, check out the Podtacular Professional and Recreational Clan, the PC Clan, community staffed events, which never happen, and much more.
Much?
No. Pink Fury still goes on every now and then.
Jerk.
Anyway, the www is not necessary to get to our website.
No, it is. It's just that people have two ways to put it in.
No, you can actually do podtacular.com and it will go to it.
Is that part of the new protocol now? Or?
Well, it accepts how the site's set up, it can accept both.
It's called the year 2009. Get with it.
I'm so 3008. You're so 2008.
And late.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom. Anyway.
That song is awesome.
By the way, BTWs.
BTW, thanks to everyone that contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, working on the site to keep it up and running, helping out with the bills by donating through PayPal, and following us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribing to the show on iTunes and Zune Marketplace.
That's where I do it. This is Zune.
Don't subscribe to this stuff.
Yeah, don't subscribe. On Twitter. Just don't do it. Follow us on Twitter.
Speaking of Duststorm, I have something to tell you after the show.
Oh boy, awesome. We all got stuff to talk about after the show.
Okay.
Yeah,
we have quite a bit.
What we do?
Yeah.
Should I go to bed, or do I have to be there?
What?
Do I have to be there, or can I go? No, I'm just kidding.
Check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, Retro Force, Podtoid, Podcastle, JVB Show, The Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and Destructoid.
Okay, I got some.
About. Some more shows got added onto the network? Really?
I'm
noticing a couple of new names.
I got
cool.
I got something to talk about.
Paying attention.
I don't know if
Always got something to talk about.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I check the numbers out very often, and they're going down. And we used to be like top 30 on iTunes. Now we're like top 150.
I'm on. You'll get back up on this episode.
Well, we're gonna if we don't pick up, we're gonna start changing the show, ladies and gentlemen. So, if you guys got any ideas on what you guys would like to see on the show, let us know. If they're stupid, we're not gonna don't say if you submit an idea, we don't do it. Doesn't mean we don't hate you. It's just because either it's not feasible, or it just won't work for what we're trying to do. So,
and if you guys want someone to be on the show, let us know so we can contact them.
People know about Podtacular. Email people, they're actually excited about it. Like Ace of Spades here.
Yes.
Ace tries to get on them all.
Okay, you go first, and then I'll say my bit.
Actually, I was going to say, we haven't had much luck with Nathan Fielding because I can't find an email address for him.
We were trying to get him on
Facebook. I sent him a Facebook message, but he never.
Why don't you just call Shiska since you got his phone number? And
I don't have Shiska's phone number.
I'm just kidding.
I might be able to ask Irk.
No, that's why you track his IP address down and then just go pay him a little visit.
How am I supposed to track his IP address?
Dude, just tell Chucky. Chucky will figure it out.
There's ways.
Hacker skills, my friend.
Legal ways.
You can just legally. You can do it.
Legally stop.
Well, maybe you can, but I'm pretty sure G and I could pull it off quite easily.
I'm pretty sure.
Because we're engineers.
Yeah. Hell of an engineer.
Engineer.
Cough.
Yeah. All right. Can I do my bit now?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. First off, Ryesnack wanted me to shout out to Stall Me Please's horrible, horrible math skills.
Oh, no.
2 plus x equals 4. What does x equal?
This is yeah, Stall Me Please. Don't worry. You'll pick it up. I'm just going to give you a suggestion here. The Podtacular live stream is not the best place to go for stuff.
No.
To go for stuff like this. So, yeah, you're lucky that G and I were like, we do calculus and shit, so this stuff's easy. So,
yes.
But, I mean, for the rest of the time, probably not a good idea. Take notes.
I think Dustin's in Calc. Aren't you in Calc 2 right now?
I'm beyond Calc.
What are you on? Did you take discrete yet?
Yeah. You took that. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know.
Okay, so just a few other things I wanted to go over. Yeah, I wanted to run another jam night, but apparently nobody reads the front page or the forums.
Well, what game would it be? Would it be on Steam, or how did you do it?
I just do it on Skype. So what I just do is I get onto a different Podtacular account that I make, just so it's not my own personal Skype list doesn't get flooded with people. And
yay,
so
spammers.
I mean, just spammers. No. It's really easy to do. Just add the Podtacular Skype account. The thread is in the general community section. I'm trying to set it up. Hopefully the week of the 16th.
What do you do with Jam? What do you do at jam night?
Usually in the evenings. That's why it's a jam night.
What do you do?
Dustworm hasn't been able to come.
No, what do you do?
What do I do during the jam nights? Okay, well, for those of you who haven't been before, it's basically a custom radio. I play some good music that I picked up from the actual radio or just, you know, hearing stuff. You good. Guys can request music to be played over the
folk?
Stream.
Is it folk? Just an...
No, it's not.
Please tell me it's
no.
folk.
No, it's not.
Damn it.
Well, you can request folk song, but I mean, we do rock, we do everything, pretty much everything but rap. No, unless, like, I can make exceptions.
Boom,
pal,
I got that back in my style. Dude, I don't know, but if you guys haven't played this, but we got the DJ Hero demo in at Best Buy today. If you live near Best Buy, and if you're a gamer, you have to go check this out. It is awesome.
But I know. Like, for those of you who have been to Jam Nights before, like Rice Snack, I know you have. You know how awesome it is. Like, I've tried to get Dustworm to show up to one of these things, but Mommy makes him go to bed every time, so...
No, I choose to go to bed early. Thank you.
Bed, I choose you!
Okay, yeah, let's just... yeah, bed, I choose you!
That's not funny.
Attack him with a sheet whip! Throw
pillow
a creepy
fight.
Spring at him!
Pillow fight, oh... And who...
No.
Thanks.
That brings back fun memories. Oh,
it's the epitome of epic.
Yeah. So, Jam Nights, check out the forums. I have it in the general community section. If you don't want to dig the forums, even though it's not really digging, there's a. I put something up on the front page of the right board, so you can follow the link through there. I did post, you know, the kind of times I was looking at. I might be able on Friday to do it at 7 o'clock, so we might actually be able to get Dusty and G
on. Seven what time? 7?
Pacific.
Okay, so that's like 11 my time?
Yeah, but I mean, like, we usually run till like midnight or 1 a.m. my time, so people are still up from other time zones, which I find kind of impressive.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Dang Aussies.
That make Ozburger.
The big Ozburger.
Yeah, also for that, with Around the Ring, you know, I still really can't find the time to do this. I just randomly happened to find an hour, and then Duststorm called me, so that's why I'm on here. Because I'm doing 32 hours of stuff a week.
Which is retarded.
Right? Yeah, I told G. Lewis about that, and you were just like, what the fuck's happening here?
Language.
Yeah, like, G. Lewis had like a miniature seizure, like, you're doing 32 hours of stuff a week? What?
Yeah. The most I've had in one semester is 16. I've never taken 32 hours in one semester. That's ridiculous. And how long's your semester? 6 months?
No, it ends in December.
What the
heck? How do you have time to do 32 hours of classes?
Yeah, that's there is no way.
Okay, I have 2 hours of chem and physics on Monday. I have 2 hours of CS and English on Tuesday, then a 3-hour chem lab. Wednesday, I have 2 engineering courses and then 2 math courses, so that's, what, 2, 4, 6, 8 hours
so
there.
So it's 30 hours a week.
32. And then I also then, like, Thursday, wow. I got in 2 labs, so that's, like, 6, 7, 8 on Thursday, and then another 2 hours on Friday.
Well, I guess technically I went to school for 30 hours a week as well, but, I mean... It was only 15 hours of credit because you went twice a week, but, I mean, I don't know. Anyway, I'm
not
doing
that. It's not like a life.
How many credit hours is that?
I have no clue. That's actually why I made an appointment with one of the staff people so I can get that crap sorted out because I have no idea how the system works.
You said you have 9 classes?
7.
What the hell?
You said they're 2 hours each?
Okay, don't count the labs.
Yeah, the labs are 3 hours.
Okay. Well, the labs only usually count as 1 hour credit.
Yeah, it only counts as 1 hour credit, but it's usually a 3 hour long class.
Yeah.
So
that's why I'm gonna go like figure this stuff out. But it's a fun week.
Yeah, if it's only 15 credit hours, that's not too bad. But if it's 32 credit hours, that's insane. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's actually not too bad so far.
Yeah, it's probably 15 or 16. Because if it's 32, they probably wouldn't let you do. Most schools won't let you do more than 19.
Yeah, but engineering gets an exception here. Engineering all across Canada, the standard is 7, and then possibly 8 or 9.
7 hours? You're taking 32.
No. Seven courses is like the minimum, at least. And then
I can see seven courses. I just couldn't see 32 hours. Anyway, okay.
It stacks up over the week. But yeah, anyways,
seven courses times.
I might actually find the time to do this because I actually have been shopping around and I realized the problem with all my headsets is that they're headsets. They suck for audio quality, which is why I went for a dedicated microphone and I found the most awesome thing ever on the internet. From actually a very well-known company, which I'm going to be trying to pick up once I actually have the free time to order it. So,
by the way, Greg, that reminds me, have you bought that mic yet?
No, do I need to?
I thought you were, so we could both use them and have excellent audio quality.
Oh, are you using yours?
No, not right now. I've been waiting for you to get yours, so okay, I don't show you off.
It's, Yeah, I mean, if I buy one, I want to buy a stand and everything, and the little spit.
Yeah,
cart.
Like the one I have over here, it comes with a stand. It has like an integrated windscreen. It has like it's like the beast microphone.
Okay, that's a little too much for my liking.
I mean, I'll need a wind because I usually keep my fan on. Anywho, are we still recording? Yeah, we are. Okay.
Okay, but just getting back now. Around the Ring is going to be coming up when I have the free time. Jam night. Check it out. It's always been a good time when people have shown up. You know, just check out the thread. See if you can make it on that day. Because if I get, like, only, like, three people, there's no point in running it. Really.
Right.
It's only fun when you have a whole bunch of people in there. And, I mean, it always just turns... You think it might sound boring just listening to music, but it always turns out fun. Like, Rice Stack is definitely... just because of, like, the way I'd randomly award points to people. And
can you play nerd music, please? Please, do it for me.
Define nerd music.
Like game remixes.
Are you ever going to do the pod radio again?
I mean, I've done two episodes. I just need to give them to you tonight. I'll send them. Oh. You've heard them already.
No, I haven't. You showed me your demo one. You haven't showed me any of the other ones.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if Dusty is willing to let me use the live stream, I might consider doing it through here.
That might be a possibility.
Yeah,
because then, I mean, more people could get into that. But, I mean, the fun thing with Skype is you just have, like, you know, a little bit of people. You have the integrated chat and everything. And, to be honest, live stream sucks for audio quality.
Yeah, it does.
So that's the only thing that's keeping me from doing it, so. Yeah.
It's all we got right now.
Yeah.
That's the best we got.
If my university didn't block certain ports, we would be streaming this with actual Windows Media encoding off of my server here at school with higher audio quality. But alas, it doesn't allow the ports. So.
Anywho, and everybody
you,
else.
You call yourself a computer science student and you have no hacksaw skills.
Let me. Everybody who's going to be going to MLG Orlando, Chucky and I. I'm going. I don't want to speak for Chucky, but he's pretty sure he's going to go. Fumo's going to go. If anybody else in Podtacker is going to go, send me an email at glewis@podtacker.com and just. Let me know you're going, so because if we're going to try to do something, we want to see how many people are going to go before we actually try to book and spend money on a place. So just let us know if you're actually going to go, because Chucky, Fumo, and I will be going.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have the free time to take a joyride down to Orlando. I have been there once. I went there when I was like a little kid down to Disney World.
Disney World, where dreams come true.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, the chick they had for Cinderella was hot there.
Anywho.
Yowza.
Anyway, next show will be
creepy Disney side.
This is going to be an early show next time.
Yeah. We will be doing Firefight, definitely Crater. We might be doing another map.
We should do two. I think we should do Alpha Rally Point. No, let's do Alpha Site and Crater. We do Alpha Site and Crater.
Crater and Alpha Site? Okay.
Let's do that.
We will be doing Crater and Alpha Site for Firefight.
So send in your tips. And we're going to be doing next Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
Yes.
We actually have a set time. Oh. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. That's interesting. One more thing before we go. I'm actually kind of bored and out of ideas for topics from around the ring. So, yeah. Yeah. If you have any ideas, go to the thread.
We should do Halo modding.
No, Halo's dead.
Halo's not dead.
On the relative scale, it is. There's much more interesting things to talk about than Halo, honestly,
PSP Go.
In my opinion.
PSP Go.
Yeah, other new things that aren't old and overused.
Get out.
So, I mean, just go to the thread. Feel free to, you know, suggest ideas. If, you know, if I like an idea, I'll go with it, give you due credit. And, you know, you never know. If I pick your topic, gets chosen, you might end up on the show.
On the show. Oh, yeah.
After that's where everyone wants to be. Being on Around the Ring is the epitome
of epic.
Oh, that's your new catchphrase, is it?
The epitome of epic. I'm going to quote Ace of Spades every time. I'm going to play a song every time I say it.
But is he even Spades. Still here?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's not talking, but he's here.
I'm listening, just
being quiet.
The night away.
Wow, this is the worst. This is the most unprofessional recording I've ever heard. Wow.
You obviously have not been here on every episode.
Of course not.
You were not here for the Aussie episode. That was Fabo.
That was awesome. Anyway. Thanks for tuning
this
in, guys.
Be crazy.
Until next time, I am Dust Storm.
I am G. Lewis.
I am Lancelot the Awesome and Pretty.
And last but not least, the epitome of it.
Fail.
You must save me. Yeah. Ace, it's your turn.
Ace. No, I don't want to say anything.
Oh, God. And I'm Ace Spills Power.
Ace, get to the chopper. It's time to leave the show.
This is why.
Children should laugh. Children should play. Children should grow. But children should not face cancer. On October 17th, thousands of gamers from more than 100 gaming communities around the world will join forces in an unprecedented battle on behalf of children engaged in the fight of their lives. The second annual Extra Life Video Game Marathon, benefiting pediatric cancer research and treatment, is your chance to make a real difference in this important battle. The best part? You can join the fight from the comfort of your own living room. Play video games for 24 hours and enlist your friends to either join you or sponsor your efforts for just $1 per hour. Being a part of such a serious battle has never been more fun. If you've ever had your life touched by cancer, you know how high the stakes can be. Show these brave kids and their families that you stand beside them. Get more information online now. Visit extralife.sarcasticgamer.com. Play games, heal kids. Extra Life. Benefiting Texas Children's Cancer Center, where children from all over the world receive the same innovative treatment regardless of their family's ability to pay. No child ever turned away. Not one. Not ever.